This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Eckern joins us live on the line from his office in Richmond. He is the new commissioner of the Virginia Department of Transportation, and it's an honor to have him on the program. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Coy. How are you doing this afternoon?
Very good, very good. I guess the best place to start, and tragically, is what happened in Minnesota when that bridge collapsed. Just horrible. Now, you have a unique perspective on this, having worked with the Department of Transportation in Minnesota for over 30 years. I'm sure you know very well a lot of these people over there who are literally trying to pick up the pieces and move on with lessons learned.
I really do, and you're absolutely right. I'm very familiar with that particular bridge. In fact, at one point in my career, I managed the bridge office that was accountable for that bridge. And I can tell you the employees there are taking that really seriously, and probably the people I know that are still working there are feeling tremendous pain and trying to help the community. And we take that as a community and as a former Minnesotan very, very seriously. This is something you pray never happens in your career in the business, and believe me, our hearts go out to those folks a lot.
Now, they are going to have to look at every bolt and screw and x-ray this and look at films of that and before we really have a definitive answer about what may have happened. Describe that process to us, if you can. I'm sure it's incredibly involved.
It will be, and as I've watched that process maturing in Minnesota, the National Transportation Safety Board will do a forensic analysis. They'll probably bring in the University of Minnesota and a variety of other university consortiums to analyze what we can learn from the bridge design and bridge inspection process. The Federal Highway Administration will probably have a review that goes on. The important point is for the public that we are going to put as many eyes on that incident as we can to ensure that it never happens again, knowing that these events are very rare. They're approached very much like plane crashes are approached in terms of making sure that the public has 100% safety factor and security in what's going on there.
Yeah, we're talking with David Eckern, the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Transportation. Out of all the thousands of bridges in America, and we all know there's a lot of old ones out there, and there's a lot of ones that weren't perhaps designed or built as we would have liked, and yet they don't really fall down all that much. I mean, it is incredibly rare.
One of the things that's unique about our business is the care that is taken in designing bridges. You know, they're designed from the top down and built from the bottom up. And as we educate bridge designers, factors of safety are usually two and threefold in any given bridge design.
To take this idea and then turn to the Commonwealth here, the Washington Post recently reported that there were nearly 1,200 bridges in Virginia that have deteriorated sharply since they were built and need increasingly expensive fixes to remain safe. Tell us what's going on at VDOT after in the wake of this this terrible tragedy in Minnesota regarding our bridges here.
Well, the fleet of bridges in the Commonwealth actually totals now 20,823. So we look at those bridges, first of all, every 2 years, and many of them every year. We also classify them four different ways. We classify them in terms of using a federal inspection program, which we apply to all bridges, even though we only would have to do them to about 13,000 of the bridges and structures. So we look for classifications that are called by national terms structural deficient, which means there are members that have things that need to be repaired in them, or the bridge reaches a point where it needs to be replaced. We look for functional obsolescence. That's very simply stated. is the bridge wide enough, for instance? And then we look and try to classify bridges by age, less than 25 years, 25 to 50 years, and generally we look very closely at bridges over 50 years old. And then we have a variety of things that we do based on those inspection reports. We may go in and repair a bridge. We may put some new plates on it to bolster it. We may load post it as one of the things that we do to ensure its life and ensure that it stays safe. So it's, you're right, it's a complex business. We have professionals. We have over 100 professionals in the department who are inspecting those bridges on an annual basis and developing repair plans that we implement through contracts.
Are there any that are in just really, really bad shape that perhaps need help immediately?
As a result of the Minnesota incident, we have in the Commonwealth 12 bridges that are of the same type of design. It's a steel deck truss. That's really cool for us engineering types. And we immediately went back and looked at those 12 just to make sure. Actually, four of them are being replaced, in replacement, or scheduled to be replaced in the next year. And one of them has actually been replaced and is now, the new bridge is now open. So we're confident that those bridges are being looked at right now, and we're having them reinspected. Following that, there's another about 300 bridges that we classify that we want to make sure are okay. So we're going back and starting the process with those here next week to review and make sure that their inspections are up to date, that the inspections are solid, and that those bridges are in good condition.
If I'm not mistaken, they were actually working on that bridge in Minnesota when it collapsed, right? I mean, they were replacing it or doing something to it.
They were actually doing deck repairs on it, taking off concrete deck and replacing concrete deck. So that's one of the things that forensic team that looks at that bridge will be looking at.
David Eckern is the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Transportation, and we're honored to have him on the line from Richmond. David, what is it that you... Now, you don't have the benefit of the studies that have been done or will be done about what happened in Minnesota, but what does your gut tell you about what may have gone wrong?
Actually, I think I don't think it would be appropriate for me to comment on what I think may come out of that, but I do know that if when they look at the inspection reports going back 17 years, they'll see a good track record, a good professional review of that bridge going on every year. I've seen some articles in the paper where the state bridge engineer has been quoted already as saying they were in the process of making some very critical decisions about the structure as late as May of this year. So, like anything else, I think we need to give the process and the professionals time to put together the right answers for us of what came out of that.
Fair enough. Changing the subject, if we could talk about funding transportation, which has gotten to be the perennial topic here in Virginia, is how do we pay the cost, the very expensive cost it takes to replace or to fix one of these older bridges that, in places like Hampton Roads or around Richmond that, thousands upon thousands of people depend on every day. The General Assembly passed session the abusive driver fees, which have been widely criticized, and the Republican leadership has said, come January they're going to tweak the legislation. Now, I know your job is not necessarily policy; you're not the on the policy end, but can you give us from where you sit your perspective on this debate?
What I hear, number one, we thank and congratulate the General Assembly and the governor and everybody who worked to bring together that funding package this session. It's made a needed adjustment, and I use a simple statistic that says if you had looked at our program last year at this time, we'd be talking to you about the 50 or so projects that we had in the program for the next 6 years. That number has now grown to over 540 projects that will be initiated, completed, or reach a new milestone in the next 6 years. That's important progress. I hear, and what I listen to, is the genuine commitment on all parties that if the abusive driver fees aren't right, that that funding stream needs to be maintained and is critical to the part of the solution. Goes along with the local regional fees that are now available in Northern Virginia and down in Hampton Roads. So I'm still hearing that firm commitment to make sure that we have good, solid funding for transportation.
David Eckern is the commissioner of VDOT, and we're talking to him live from his office in Richmond. I've got a phone line open if you have a question or a comment at 977-1070. Tell us, if you can, any other initiatives or programs that are front burner for you that you're really focused on right now.
We actually have three that are right on top of the burner right now. The making sure the bridge program is solid and focused is high on our agenda. We have a program that we're working with and developing now that will focus at safety initiatives across the Commonwealth and ensure that we're making the right improvements in the right places to make safety number one and reduce deaths on the freeways. We're also focused pretty heavily at the congestion issues in Northern Virginia as key to economic success for that area. Obviously, as people have watched us working with the private sector to advance hot lanes from Fredericksburg into the D.C. area.
David Eckern is the commissioner of VDOT. And last question, and then we'll let you go. As folks are, you know, driving down the road, no matter where you are in Virginia, and you see a VDOT crew working, what do you think it is, David, that most Virginians perhaps don't know or don't understand about VDOT?
You know, that's really fascinating. It's a great question, and it really got highlighted last fall. What I think Virginians really appreciate about VDOT employees is up there with state police, the National Guard. VDOT is one of the keys to emergency response in this Commonwealth, and they do an absolutely excellent job at it. When there's an issue to be solved, it's people in our communities know that VDOT will help them do that, and I'm really proud of our people for being there. Whether it's safety service patrols or whether it's a hurricane or an accident on the highway, our people are there trying to help. And I get lots of feedback from citizens now that says, we really appreciate that employee X stopped and helped us, even though it wasn't necessarily their job to do it.
David Eckern is the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Transportation, and you can learn more online at virginia.org. That's virginiadot.org. David, thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you, and we appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Coy. Have a good weekend.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.